Masechet Zevachim Perek Yud Dalet Mishnah Yod. This Mishnah is going to talk about the time period where Bamot were permitted, which are the 14 years after the Jewish people entered Eretz Yisrael. The Mishkan was in Gilgal, and the 57 years after the destruction of the Mishkan at Shiloh, where the Mishkan was rebuilt in Nov and Givon. At those points in time, the Bamot were permitted. There was no problem of bringing a Korban on a Bama. But when it came to the Mishkan itself that was there, it had, of course, a holy status, but it wasn't considered to be a permanent dwelling, and therefore the Bamot were still allowed. So in Gilgal, Nov, and Givon, the Mishkan over there and the Mizbeach that was there were, in a certain sense, like a Bama. We call them a Bama Gedola. They had a certain elevated status than the rest of the Bamot, and there were certain halachic differences between the Bama Gedola, which was in the Mishkan when it was in these places, and a private Bama that a person had in his own location. Mishnah is going to spell out the differences. Mishnah says, Elu Kodashim Kerevin BaMishkan. These are the Korbanot that have to be offered at the Mishkan, which is at the Bama Gedola, the great Mizbeach, in Gilgal, Nov, or Givon. They cannot be offered at a private Bama, even though at this point in time, Bamot are permitted. Kadashim shehukdeshu la-mishkan, korbanot ha-sibur, kervim ba-mishkan. Offerings, korbanot that were sanctified for the purposes of being offered at the Mishkan, which are communal offerings. For example, the korban tamid, or all the korbanot that are offered on behalf of the nation, those have to be kervim ba-mishkan, they have to be offered at the Mishkan. Ve-korbanot ha-yahid be-bama, but the offerings of a single individual, which we say he sanctified them to be offered even at a private bama, they're allowed to be offered at a private bama. Korbenot ha-yahid shehukdeshu la-mishkan, yakrivu ba-mishkan. If you have a korban that was sanctified, an individual korban, and he said he was going to bring it at the Mishkan, it should be offered at the Mishkan in order to fulfill the person's neder, the person's vow that he took. But if you offer them outside on a private bama, he would not be liable for offering it outside, since at that point in time, bamot were permitted to people. So we're not going to go as far to say that the person is hayav in that type of situation. Ma bin bamat yahid le bamat sibur. Other differences between the avodah at a private bama and the avodah at a communal, or the bama gedola. Semicha, only at the Bama Gedola, only at the Mishkan, did they do semicha, which is leaning on the korban before the slaughter. Secondly, ushchitat zafon, slaughtering the kadshe kadashim at the north side of the Mizbeach. Umatan saviv, and applying the blood of the korban all around the Mizbeach. Utnufa, waving of the korban, v'hagasha, bringing near a mincha offering all the way to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. All of these are done only on the Bama Gedola, only on the spot of where the Mishkan was. We'll now bring an opinion of a Tana who disagrees with that last halacha. We implied above that a Mincha offering was brought to the southwest corner of a Mizbeach only on a Bama Gedola, says Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, En Mincha Bebama, says Rabbi Yehuda. A Mincha is not brought at a Bama at all, even the Bama Gedola. Vikihun, another distinction between a Bama Gedola in the Mishkan and a private one. Only at a Bama Gedola in the Mishkan was there a requirement of Kehuna, that a Kohen has to be the one doing the Avodah. Ubigdeh Sharet, and that the one doing the Avodah, the Kohen, he'd have to wear special garments, only if it's being done at the spot of the Mishkan. Ukleh Sharet, and that the Avodah has to be done in the sacred vessels of the Mishkan, and that the offering be burnt in a way that it delivers a beautiful smell. When the limbs or the parts of the korban are offered on a mizbech, they have to be raw and not roasted, because only that type of roasting, when it's raw, gives off a beautiful smell. There has to be a separation on the mizbeach for the blood, to show where the blood is to be applied on the upper part and where the blood is supposed to be applied on the lower part. And washing the hands and the feet have to be done before a person does the avodah. Everything we mentioned here is only done at the Bama Gedola, the communal Bama in the Mishkan, but not at a private Bama. Now we'll talk about laws that apply to both types of Bamot, a Bama Gedola in the Mishkan and a private Bama. Aval Hazeman, disqualifications of a Korban because a person did an Avodah to offer or to eat it after the proper time. V'hanotar, and the law that says if uneaten part of the Korban beyond the proper time becomes notar. V'hatameh, and the halakha that a person who was tameh is not allowed to bring a korban or do the avodah, shavin bazeh ubazeh, applies equally to the bama gedola in the mishkan and to a private bama that a person builds. Selich masechet zevahim.